Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On our previous program, Extension Specialist Carla Wilkie discussed basic factors in helping the transition process of weaned calves to help them on their way to full development. On today's program, she continues to talk about diet and nutrition to help newly weaned calves perform to their peak potential. She begins by focusing on how key minerals and vitamins help bolster the calves' immune system.
Right. There are trace minerals like copper and zinc, and then vitamins like vitamin A all play a huge role in developing and maintaining the immune system of that calf. And so hopefully the calf had a good plan that in his diet when he was with the cow. And we certainly want to continue that when he's weaned. And so the thing with copper is that even though a diet may have a fair amount of copper in it, other trace minerals like sulfur can decrease the availability or the absorption of that copper, I should probably say. And so we want to have maybe a little more copper in there because we may not be getting as much utilization out of it if we're also feeding a fair amount of distillers, which might be high in sulfur. So little things like that, knowing, you know, what is our diet, what antagonists might we have in that. And then certainly as far as inorganic sources go, there are some that are more available to the animal than others. And so, you know, using like a copper sulfate or something else rather than something that might not be, you know, copper oxide would not be as available in the rumen. And so, you know, there's little things like that, but making sure that we have put together a pretty decent vitamin and mineral supplement for that calf that's going to be readily available to him can be pretty critical to helping him mount his own defense against things.
Another building block to good nutrition and the health of the calf is water. Carla says availability and access should be the producer's first concern.
So making sure, watching the calves, making sure that, you know, if you have a ball on top of the water or whatever, making sure that they are actually figuring it out. And if it's a, maybe it's a higher tank and, you know, we mentioned earlier, we were talking about the early weaned calf. Well, if the pens are set up really for bigger cattle, it's a feedlot with, you know, the assumption is that they're coming in at 700 pounds and you get in this load of 300 pounders, making sure they can reach that tank or that water or whatever it needs. And then, yeah, you're right. Like maybe when they were at the sale barn, they could reach the water, but say the sale barn's on the edge of town and it was city water or something and it smelled funny and they didn't like it and they didn't drink it. So now they're kind of dehydrated or whatever, you know, watch those calves, watch their sides. Are they drawn? Are they getting feed? Are they getting the water? That kind of thing is really critical. And you're right. It's very important to make sure they're not dehydrated because that can obviously lead them to get sick much quicker. But also because the rumen requires a lot of water for the fermentation process, if they can't drink the water or will not drink the water, they will not eat the feed. And so that then just starts a snowball effect of calves getting sick.
Today's program was taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.